This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the things Secretary Mnuchin and I didn't get to last night was immigration and the changes the White House wants to make in how people are allowed to come to this country, emphasizing skills over family ties. Family reunification, it is sometimes called, now more frequently by Republicans, chain migration. The argument that the President Trump and the GOP make is that a single legal immigrant can quickly and easily bring in a nearly unlimited number of relatives who, the theory goes, then create a drain on the economy. But as Marketplace's Rima Crace explains, there is very little that is quick or easy about it.
Ella and her daughter Iris spend pretty much every minute together.
Every waking moment.
On a recent afternoon, after running errands, they made their way back to their Los Angeles apartment holding hands.
Come on, baby.
They were even dressed in the same outfit, bold cheetah prints.
Yes, we try to coordinate every Sunday.
Iris was born with a rare genetic disorder known as Apert syndrome. It's left her permanently disabled and unable to care for herself.
She's 35 now, but she is mentally evaluated as between 6 and 7.
Ella, we're only using her first name, brought Iris here from the Philippines in 1991 when she was 9, so she could be treated by specialists. She remembers the day she said goodbye to her three other small children who stayed behind with family.
I promised my children, my God, don't worry, I'll be back. I thought all in all, it will just take a year.
But Iris needed multiple surgeries, so they stayed. Ella got a job as an insurance agent. She started volunteering at the local church. She met her future husband there. And when she got her green card in 2012, she filed a petition to bring her son and two daughters to Los Angeles.
Imagine all the important moments that I have missed, you know, their birthdays, Christmases, First Communion.
Their college graduations. And Ella's children are still waiting, along with 4 million other would-be immigrants around the world.
It's a myth that people can immigrate here quickly based on family relationships. In many cases, they absolutely cannot.
Susan Cohen is an immigration lawyer with Mintz Levin. She says there's an overall cap on the number of relatives who can come to the U.S. in any given year. And the wait, depending on where you're from and how you're related, can be epic.
The wait times can vary from none to, you know, like 22 or 25 years.
Had Ella become a citizen while her kids were still young, they might have been here in a year. But once children turn 21, they are pushed to the back of the line, which could mean a decade or more. And if they're married and trying to come from the Philippines, which has a huge backlog, 2 decades.
It's an extremely long waiting period. A huge amount of things can change in that amount of time.
Ella's children are now in their 30s and have children of their own, but they've held off getting married to keep their place in line. And the wait isn't the only challenge. Just putting the process in motion can cost petitioners thousands of dollars in legal fees. They also have to prove they can support their relatives when they get here, says Jennifer Hunt, an economics professor at Rutgers.
They need to submit their tax returns to show that they're earning over 125% of the poverty line.
She says petitioners are financially responsible for a relative for up to 10 years. Roughly two-thirds of people who come to the U.S. legally each year do it through family migration. But Hunt says there's little hard data on how the economic lives of those immigrants take shape once they get here, what type of work they do, how long they stay.
It's really quite shocking, actually, how little we know even about the administrative data that, must be somewhere.
What Ella thinks she knows is that her college-educated children will have better job opportunities here and will be able to earn more. And that is worth even 6 more years of waiting. She'll be 73 by then, and she says she'd like someone to look after her and after Iris. In Los Angeles, I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.